going to introduce the next performer.
Yeah.
And in order to finish the program sometime before Tuesday, we are going to keep to some kind of a schedule. Friends, if you don't like that way we operate, I turned away about 700 people this year, okay? Well, we can both hiss, right? The problem that I am faced with is one you are not. Okay? I have people that I wish to put on the stage and present to you, and I'm going to do it the best way I can. And one of the ways is to let Bruce introduce the next performer.
Oh, I was sitting up and back listening to the music yesterday. There were people I was clapping my hands raw for because I wanted to hear more of them, you know, and they didn't get encores, so it'd be very unfair of me to do that. Besides which, I think one of the best songwriters in the country is this fellow that's going to come up now. You know, it's about my favorite. A great singer and a great guitarist. And it's just, you know, it's one of the pleasures of coming back to a place like this just to be around and be able to listen to somebody like Bob Coltman. So let's get him up here to sing.
Like one of those gringo touristas, only with instruments. I suppose you might say if these were all wind instruments, you'd say, boy, that poor fellow was weaned too early, but I don't know what you come to a conclusion on with stringed instruments. I'll leave it to you. I'd like to do a fiddle piece. This has been kind of hanging around in my mind. At the fiddle workshop yesterday, I went completely blank on this, couldn't remember how it went. So I said, well, if there's nothing else I do today, I'm going to do this fiddle piece. It comes from Alabama, from a brother group, the Stripling Brothers. And they played some wonderful fiddle pieces back in the 1930s, played all over the South, played in contests, and won a good many of them. And I don't claim to be able to do it as well as they did, but I'd like to do their piece called Wolves Howling. It's one of those fiddle pieces that tells a story. You can just about hear those wolves following along behind the sleigh and kind of nipping at the tails of the passengers. Actually, bringing this many instruments up on stage just shows a constitutional inability to make up your mind. I'd like to sing you an old ballad that I learned from a woman, a wonderful ballad singer down in Elk Park, North Carolina, and her name was Mrs. Lena Bear Turbyfield Brockwell. And she used to love to say that name. You know, she said, I was a bear. I was born a bear. She married a Turbyfill and married a Brockwell. When I met her, she had all those names strung out. She had a many good ballads, too. And I'm going to sing you the song of Bo Lakins, the mason who, like many workmen, did his work honestly, didn't get paid for it. But unlike many workmen, after not getting paid, he did something about it. Bo Lakins was a mason so fine. He built him a fine castle, and the pay he got none. Where is the lady? Is she at home? She's up in her castle, said the foster to him. How shall we get her down such a bright night as this? We'll stick her little baby full of needles and pins. So the foster she rocked and Bo Lakins he sung, while the blood and the tears from the cradle did run. A lady she came down not a thinking no harm. Old Bo Lakins he took her in his arm. Bo Lakins, Bo Lakins, spare my life 1 hour. I will give you daughter Bessie, she's a true blooming flower. Bo Lakins, Bo Lakins, spare my life one day. I'll give you as many marigolds as your horse can carry away. Daughter Bessie was a-walking on the gallery so high. She seen her old father come a-riding hard by. Oh, father, dear father, can you blame me? Old Bo Lakins has killed your baby. Oh, father, dear father, can you blame me? Old Bo Lakins has killed your lady. They hung old Bo Lakins from the tops of the tree, and they hung the foster from the cross of Stanbar. Now we have come to the do-it-yourself part of the program here. This is a practical instruction work, one song workshop on how to kiss your girl. This song is all about that topic. Oh, I see we have some kissing fans over here. If you weren't, I would be worried. This is a song that, oh, I don't know, it's one of the old-time banjo songs, I guess. It comes from back in the 19th century. And it, well, like I say, it's a kind of an instruction manual. When a man falls in love with a little turtle dove, he will linger all around her under jaw. He'll kiss her for her mother and her sister and her brother till her daddy comes and kicks him from the door. Draws a pistol from his pocket, pulls the hammer back to cock it, and vows he'll blow away his giddy brain. His ducky says he mustn't, tisn't loaded, and he doesn't, and they're kissing one another once again. Oh, the old folks love it, and the gals ain't above it. Everybody's got a finger in the pie. They'll act a little haughty and they say it's very naughty, but you bet your life the kissing on the sly. When a girl is 17, she thinks it's very mean if she can't catch someone for a mash. She'll buck her up her mouth in a pretty little pout and finger underneath the big mustache. Now you've learned that chorus, haven't you? Well, I tell you what, if you can't sing along, just kiss the person next to you in rhythm. All the old folks love it and the gals ain't above it. Everybody's got a finger in the pie. They'll act a little haughty and they say it's very naughty, but you bet your life the kissing on the sly. When a girl is 17, she thinks it's very mean if she can't catch someone for a mash. She'll pucker up her mouth in a pretty little pout and finger underneath his big mustache. It'd make a fella quiver. He would like to jump the river. She will stick as tight as granulated glue. It's no use to tell her you were someone else's feller. She will masticate your smeller if you do. If you want to kiss her neatly, very sweetly and completely, if you want to kiss her so's to fix her nice, just when you go to kiss her, take a day or two and miss her and mash her in the kisser once or twice. All the old folks love it and the gals ain't above it. Everybody's got a finger in the pie. They'll act a little haughty and they say it's very naughty, but you bet your life the kissing on the sly. When a girl is 17, she thinks it's very mean if she can't catch someone for a mash. She'll buck her up her mouth in a pretty little pout and a finger underneath the big mustache. Where I grew up in Pennsylvania, it was kind of far out in the country. There was not a whole lot to do except get in trouble. And so we did. But we never got in trouble quite so much as... There we go. As it tells in this song, which I wrote. And I wrote it about a town that might have been around home, nearby. A sort of a mythical town that I made up to contain all the weird things that happened when we were little. A town I call Wilson, and this song... is called Tear Old Wilson Down. And after this song, I've asked permission if I could just run together my set with Robin and Ellen Christensen, and I want to give them a little warning so they get time to take everything out of the cases and come up and join me. And we're going to do a few songs together in and around their set, my set. Good old friends, and that's a lot of what Fox Hollow is all about. Here goes Tear Old Wilson Down. Well, late last night I was walking downtown. I met with the hard case crew. They sniffing and poking and mooching all around and looking for something to do. Looking for something to do, good Lord, no matter what the old folks say. We'll make it bright in the middle of the night and go home and sleep in the day. Well, I wasn't doing nothing that I couldn't leave off, and it had me a quart of beer. Eyes full of fight and ready for fun, and seemed like a good idea. Seemed like a good idea at the time, for this is a deadhead town. So I joined up with them hard case boys for to tear old Wilson down. We whooped and we hollered till the winders banged and a voice cried just that noise. But it takes more than a voice in the night for to scare us hard case boys. Scare us hard case boys at all, why they'd have to knock us down. So we loosed their chickens and we stole us a car and we tore old Wilson down. We run that car through six backyards and up and over the ridge. And we turned around and we come back for town and we run it clean off of the bridge. Run it clean off of the bridge and wound up fender deep in the stream. I laid there hoping that I wasn't awake, 'cause it seemed like a terrible dream. We come uptown with our clothes all soaked and I about froze to the core. We lit up a fire for to get ourselves warm, and it caught old Blackwell's store. Caught old Blackwell's store on fire, and the darn thing burned to the ground. I like got lynched as it took us to jail for a tearing old Wilson down. Now there's just one thin old timber wall betwixt me and that crowd, but I wished it was three times as thick, for I never heard nothing so loud. I never heard nothing so loud in my life. Oh Lord, what a terrible noise. I wished I'd never come downtown or joined with the hard case boy. Now there ain't no use in a trying to explain about any of what we've done. They ain't about to understand. It was just innocent fun. It was just innocent fun, that's all. It just got out of bounds. Who would have thought that we'd ever really go and tear old Wilson down?
Thank you.
Robin and Ellen Christensen don't get out to this part of the country often enough to suit me. I'm sure you as well. These are old friends from our old Cambridge days, back when I was at Dartmouth College. Come on up and join us. Robin and Ellen Christensen.
Is this water working? Yeah. All right, there's a lost child at the information booth. Mike, age 3, looking for Sam. We think Sam is his father. Okay, good enough. We're going to start this combined set off with a song that I just discovered, made some sort of impression on Bob 16 years ago. I didn't know about it until now.
It was devastating.
Well, that sun sure feels good after last night, doesn't it?
Make everything grow that got wet on Friday night, so watch it.
Go down Get down upon thy knees, and I'll beg and I'll plead for your release.
I'll beg and I'll plead, it grieves my heart so. Won't you let me go with you?
It's remarkable how some songs that you've learned maybe years and years and years ago, you can remember exactly where you were and who was standing there and who was playing what instrument and all that sort of thing. This particular song I haven't played for years, but I remember, see, I learned it in 1958. It was April. Does this work too?
Yeah.
Okay. The next... Are you sure it's working?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Associate the two songs together, so I guess I may as well sing them together. The ocean is wide, I cannot get on. Neither have I the wings to fly. Build me a boat that will carry two, and both
going away with no word of farewell. Will there be
Everybody has favorites, and they change from time to time. I have one favorite that's never changed. I decided if I ever stopped liking this song, I'd take the banjo and go like this over my leg. It was one of the first songs I ever learned, and I guess it'll be one of the last songs.
Thank you. the gasworks cross. You dream a dream by the old canal. Kiss my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting, clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are crying along the beach. Springs a girl on the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I heard a siren, I heard a siren from the dark. And the train set the night on fire. Smelled the spring on the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Gonna get me a great sharp axe, shining steel tempered in the fire. Gonna cut you down like an old.
You introduced the last song.
First,
let's get it right.
Let's call Irene Saladin. Will you come on up?
Let's see. I've been asked to introduce this. When I used to go to school in the Midwest and my home's in New Haven, I used to pass through New York, and the people I always visited or often visited was Robin and the Kazoy sisters. And there was one weekend I remember in particular, I think it was June, where Robin had just learned a couple of songs. One of them was the one we just did, and the other one was Donegal. And so when you learn a song, you do it a lot. And there we were, the four of us, and we'd sing it in the apartment, and then we'd sing it in the subway, and we'd sing it walking along the streets, and finally we got to the hotel lobby, and as we were walking into the hotel lobby, we were singing Donegal.
Is it
and
a hotel?
Hotel.
It's my mother's house.
Your mother's house. An apartment. An apartment. That's right. I'm not a New Yorker. All those big buildings. That's right, they're apartments. Yeah, I'm not one of them city fellas. I don't know about those. Anyway, I'm from Accokeek. We don't have hotels or apartments. And we walked in there singing this in three-part harmony, and we were transfixed by the marble walls, these old-fashioned marble walls in the apartment house, in the lobby. And we must have been there for 15 minutes. It's probably five, but you know. It's 15 minutes, and we were just because we couldn't move. It was just such a perfect blend and reverberation, until all of a sudden the elevator opened and some guy walked out and kind of looked at us, and we stopped and got in the elevator. And so we're going to pretend this is the Fox Hollow vestibule.
Vestibule?
Vestibule, lobby, whatever.
Okay.
Don't eat out.
Rain or shine, sleep.
sleet or snow. Me and my Donny gallop bound to go. Rain or shine, sleet or snow. Me and my Donny gallop bound to go.
Here's a tune, one of the many tunes that the Irish and the Scots fight over. I have great fun fighting as to where these tunes came from, because there's so many tunes common to Ireland and Scotland that they all, you know, bray each other saying, oh, that's a good old Irish tune, that, you know, and the others, oh no, it's a good old Scottish tune. And this one, they fought over for years and years. In fact, it's one of your tunes, it's an American tune, written by a fella called Frank Livingston. Frank Livingston spent half his life writing tunes to confuse us British. In fact, he went so far as to write a tune called the Minneapolis Lancashire Clog Dance. So there you go. What a title. Anyway, this one's called The City of Savannah. It's a nice little tune. I'm going to follow that with a tune that nobody gets confused about, because I only wrote it a couple of years ago. That's called Duking for Apples. Duking for Apples is a game the kids of our way play at Halloween. I don't know, you probably play it over here. There's one man. Yeah. Northumberland is very well known because there's a lot of the old music of England, left there. Lots of tunes in complex rhythms, 9-8, 6-4, 3-2, and all sorts of daft things. And people tend to think that these old rhythms mean, oh, it must be a Northumbrian tune, but that isn't in fact the case. These tunes in complex rhythms variations. It's a Jacobite tune, in fact. It was banned during the uprisings, but it survived, as many things do. I was talking to a lass there this afternoon who plays the fiddle, and her and our great uncle or some relation way back was called John Storko, and Storko and another chap called Collingwood Bruce worked together to produce a book called The Northumbrian Minstrelsy, which was a collection of Northumbrian music published in 1882, so it's almost folk music. The book is now, it's that old. It's a great book. Actually, it was republished by Kenny Goldstein and various people over here, for which we were thoroughly thankful, I can tell you, because I'd handwritten all the pipe tunes out, and I was getting a bit sick of trying to handwrite all the songs out, because there was only two or three copies of the book left. And Kenny went along and republished it. It was great. Saved us an awful lot of trouble. Anyway, there was a tune she was talking about from that book called Felton Lonnon. It's just a very little tune. Felton is a town between Morpeth and Alnwick, and a Lonnon is a street or a path or a way. If you've heard Louis Killen, you'll know the phrase, tappy lappy, doing the Lonnon. Well, the Lonnon is just a little street. So here's the road to Felton, Felton, London. Felton, London. Now, somebody asked us to play this next tune. I used to play it an awful lot, actually. I started playing it about 3 years ago, and but nobody else was playing it. I mean, that was just a fluke. I mean, I had plenty of tunes that nobody else plays. I played it just because I liked the tune. But of recent, certainly over in England, and I think, so I'm told, over here, it's become very popular, exceedingly popular, to the extent that I don't really play it quite so much now. The reason it's extremely popular, it's got nothing to do with me, I might add. It's a complete fluke that I happened to start to play it, you know, earlier than other people did. It's nothing to do with me at all. If it had been, I would have been retired by now. Anyway, it's a tune you might well recognise. And somebody asked for it, so I hope I can manage it, actually, because it's quite a while since I've played it. Thank you. It's in it. Yeah. And yet, to finish off, some tunes I think you might well have heard us play when I was over with the Ranters in 71. I think we were playing them then. A tune that's very, very popular throughout the borders, and in fact throughout Scotland and the north of England. A tune called The Dark Island. Now, nobody's actually all that sure if this is a traditional tune, because it was used by the BBC for a kid's serial, and that's where everybody started playing it after they used it for this kid's serial. And nobody dares write to the BBC in case they wrote it, you know, and it wasn't actually an old tune, you know. It would be such a shame, you know. So they all just get on and play it. It's a lovely tune called The Dark Island, and then, in true traditional fashion, I shall follow it with a Strathspey called The Laird of Drumblair, and then a reel called The Laird of Drumblair Stomp. Actually, it's called Angus Campbell, but it is exactly the same tune, just played differently. I mean, it's ridiculous having two names for one tune, you know. By Jove, dangerous business. We've got a trade subscription act in our place, you know. You've got to be careful. Any road. The Dark Island, then the Strathspey, and then a few reels. And thanks very much for having us. Thank you. I was thinking of one. Oh, I had the high level last night. Oh, the one about, yeah, we haven't had that one. Okay, we haven't had that one. This is a daft bit, you. This is really, this is a good one to finish on. You'll never ask us for another one. There's no doubt about that. I played that one, this one down the fence line there. It's an unusual tune, and that it's a descriptive tune. You know, usually when we tell you all the titles of these tunes, you'll have to sit there and believe me, because, I mean, I could tell you all sorts of daft titles you never know better anyway. Because the title's got buggered all to do with the tune, you see. There's some magnificent titles, really. There's things like, I cannot win at her for her big belly. That's a great tune, that. And really, the tune that should go along with the engineer is the all-time women's lib tune called Geld Him, Lasses, Geld Him. It's a great one, that. But usually, the titles have got very little to do with the tunes, except with these descriptive tunes, like the fox hunt that they have in Ireland, the hen's march that they have in Shetland and in Northumberland. And this one's about a horse. And what happened was, this farmer was down at market one day, and he was riding home on his horse there. You know, it was just coming in dark. He'd had a canny enough day down in the town. Not the matter. But all of a sudden, disaster struck, and his horse lost a shoe. So, of course, it was galloping along, going, 1, 2, 3, clunk. 1, 2, 3, clunk, like that. And this poor fella, he was always coming down when the horse was going up, which is painful. But anyway, the only way he could get so he was in the same time as the horse was to whistle one of these strange Northumbrian tunes in 27 and 5/8 time. And I would like to play for you, to reenact that historical occasion, by playing for you the same tune he whistled all the way home. It's called Meggie's Foot, because Meggie was the name of the horse. Here it goes. Downhill this bit. That's a pothole. Supper on the table. Getting tired, though. Home.
It just asks a series of questions, I guess. But I think it's maybe more important than having the answers, which certainly I never feel I have. Maybe it's more important to be asking some of the right questions anyway, which is what I reckon this song does. In the morning we build the city. In the afternoon walk through its streets. Evening saw us leaving. We wandered through our days as if they would never end. All of us imagined we had endless time to spend. We hardly saw the crossroads and small attention gave to landmarks of the journey from the cradle to the grave. Cradle to the grave, cradle to the grave. Did you learn to dream in the morning? Abandon dreams in the afternoon.
that I had requested. She's one of my favorites, about a woman who uses her strange supernatural abilities to get herself out of an unsought for situation. Her particular ability is to bewitch people to sleep by singing. So it's an ability I hope I don't have at this particular point in time, anyway. It's the maid on the shore, and there are many, many variants of it from this part of the world, from the northeast part of America. So it may be very well known to some of you.
Well, it's all the sea captain who sailed the salt sea, and the moon, it shone gentle on clear. Oh, I'll die, this captain did cry, if I can't have that maid that walks on the shore, if I can't have that maid on the shore. Oh, I am got silver and I am got gold, and a plenty of costly fine wear of, and I'll give half to you, oh, me gallant young crew, if you'll fetch me that maid that walks on the shore, if you'll fetch me that maid on the shore. So the sailors, they got them a very long boat, and off to the shore they did steer, oh, crying, "Ma'am, if you please, will you enter on board to view a fine cargo of costly ware, for to view a fine cargo of ware?" With much persuading they got her on board, and the moon it shone gentle and clear, oh, she sat herself down in the stern of the boat, and back to the ship the young sailors did steer, and back to the ship they did steer. And when they arrove alongside of the ship, the captain, he spurt out his chew, oh, saying, "First you will lie in my arms all this night, and then I'll hand you to me jolly young crew, and then I'll hand you to me crew." "Oh, thank you, oh, thank you," this young maid, she cried, "it's just what I've been waiting for, oh, for I've grown so weary of my maidenhead, as I walked all alone on me rocky old shore, as I walked all alone on the shore." So she sat herself down in the stern of the ship, and the moon, it shone gentle and clear, oh, she sang so sweet and so neat and complete, she sang sailors and captain right fast asleep, she sang sailors and captain asleep. And she's robbed them of silver, she's robbed them of gold, she's plundered that costly fine ware, oh, and the captain's broadsword she took for an oar, and she paddled right back to her rocky old shore, and she paddled right back to the shore. Oh, were men drunk, or were men mad, or were they sunk deep in despair, oh, that they left her away with her beauty so gay? And the sailors all wished that that sweet maid was there, how the sailors all wished she was there. No, your men, they weren't drunk, and your men, they weren't mad, and neither sunk deep in despair, oh, but I deluded your crew, and likewise yourself too, captain. Now I'm a maid on me rocky old shore, I'm a maiden once more on the shore.
Another song I had requested, and I guess it's a variation on the theme, again, of a woman and a sailor, and how she manages to get the better of him, but this time in a slightly different manner. It's a traditional English song called Nine Times a Night. You may well laugh, but... A handsome young sailor to London come down. He'd been paid off his ship in a Liverpool town. They asked him his name and he answered them right. I belong to a family called Nine Times a Night. Well, a handsome young widow who still wore her weeds. Her husband had left her his money and deeds. Resolved she was on her conjugal rights, and to soften her sorrow with nine times a night. So she's called to her serving maids and Amelia to keep a lookout for this wonderful sailor. And if ever he happened to chance in their sight, to bring her fun tidings of nine times a night. She was favoured by fortune the very next day. These two giggling girls saw him come in their way. They've rushed up the stairs full of amorous delight, crying, here comes that sailor with his nine times a night. Well, she's jumped out of bed and she's pulled on her clothes, and straight to the hall door like lightning she goes. She's looked him once over and give him a smack, and the bargain was made. No more sailing for Jack. The wedding was over, the bride tolled the bell. Jack trimmed her sails five times and that pleased her well. She vowed to herself she was satisfied quite, but she still gives sly hints about nine times a night. Says Jack, me dear bride, you mistook me quite wrong. I said to that family I did belong. Nine times a night's a bit hard for a man, I couldn't do it myself, but me sister she can. To follow that with a very serious song. Being Fox Hollow, I felt I had to sing some song about a fox or foxes. And
see, we have some out there.
Yeah. This is probably not known to you because it's, in fact, a contemporary reworking of some of the old myths and folk legends about the mannish fox or the foxy man, Grenadine or Renadine. Some people are obviously familiar with the legends. A friend of mine, John Pohl, wrote this song, and he's worked a number of other myths and legends in with it, and come up with what I think is a superb piece of contemporary ballad writing in this song, Mr. Fox. Outside Mr. Fox's garden, three maids playing with a golden ball. Jenny threw it up and Susan caught it, Mary bounced it over the wall. The wall is high, Mr. Fox has a little red eye. In she ran to fetch it back again, the garden gate stood open wide. It silently closed and locked behind her. Mr. Fox stood just inside. The wall is high, his smile is cruel and his eyes are sly. He says, I'll keep this golden ball, Miss Mary. I shall have it, and here you will stay. You will keep my house and be my my servant, never stir out for a year and a day. The wall is high, the grass is shiver, and the tall trees sigh. Spring and summer passed like shadows. She watched the green leaves fade and fall. She walked alone in the empty garden. Mr. Fox said nothing at all. The wall is high, never a soul come near nor by. But three strange things he did forbid her. Never touch my iron box. Never go near the 13th bedroom, nor near the bed, said Mr. Fox. The wall is high, Mary, don't you dare ask why. Mary, she rose up one morning, found an iron box on the shelf, but of all the rooms at Mr. Fox's bedrooms, there were only 12. The wall is high, Mary, don't you peep and pry. One day Mr. Fox went walking. In that box she found a key. It fitted a door she'd never unfastened. And when she opened it, what did she see? The wall is high, the key said run, and the door said fly. In Mr. Fox's 13th bedroom, a naked sword hung on the wall. In a silver bowl on the bed's black counterpane, there she saw her golden ball. The wall is high, the bed said come, and the sword said die. In she ran to fetch her ball again, to snatch it off that great black bed. Out jumped Mr. Fox and leapt at her. His teeth flashed white and his eyes burned red. The wall is high.
She's also an extraordinarily fine singer, so I'd like to ask her to sing one of my favourite songs that she does. I'll let her introduce it, Susie Rothfield.
This is one of my favourite songs by one of my favourite songwriters, Jane Voss.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the first time I heard this song was at Fox Hollow.
Faithful and true, willing to do and to plan evil. Susie. I love that. I've heard Jane Voss say that she really thinks Susie does that song better than she herself or anyone else, and that's a tribute, an earned one. It's always incredibly difficult to decide which of the many songs that I love to sing in a situation like this. But I really would like to sing another song written by John Paul. It want no picnic, it want no picture postcard. It was cold as taters in the mold when the couple come looking for a room. Cold shouldered they were when the landlord looked at her and saw the baby in her womb. Cold comfort they got, was there a room? There was not. The town was crowded for a start, and it was cold, 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 cold as a beggar boy's heart. It could have been in Joburg, Detroit, Chittagong, Calcutta. So long since it happened, I'm wrong, it happened yesterday, it happens now more and more. Then somebody said he could lend them a shed, kipping down on the floor, just concrete and iron and a blanket to lie on. They've been walking all day, and their home was such a long, 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 long way away. They never heard no angels, just the old police siren. When the light come fumbling through the night, her water's broken, the kid began to come. Is there a doctor? No fear, only poor people here. What would you pay him with, Joe? There was ice on the door, she sweated, he swore, he saw the head of his child. And then together, him and her helped it into the world. There weren't no cattle watching, just a rat and 20 cockroach. The kid cried, his dad soon had him washed and dried, and when his mother woke, she gave him the breast. He shared his parents' love, and he was heir to their poverty. It was all they possessed. And then the rumor got round, there were soldiers in town with orders search and destroy. They didn't want to get wasted, they left town a bit hasty. The man, his wife and their boy, 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 new wife and young baby boy. He was theirs, they made him, out of love, hope and suffering. God's son, or just another one, more like millions born to slave, starve and die. Perhaps when he grows and sees how the world goes, he'll help to change it by